Mostly dry conditions too. Some fog patches for the morning hours Wednesday, Thursday is expected again, followed by sunshine to partly cloudy afternoons, warmer days, with the highs Wednesday going to about 80, 70s to 80 Thursday. Ralph Sanji, WGSO.
Rico's Tires and Wheels offers quality used tires. They fix flat tires too, and they do wheel repair. Rico's Tires and Wheels, just a few blocks south of Veterans, 2609 David Drive, Metairie, 504-455-5199. Rico's Tires and Wheels, quality used tires. They fix flat tires too, and they do wheel repair. Just a few blocks south of Veterans, 2609 David Drive, Metairie, 504-455-5199.
American Ground Radio is headed to New Orleans. The Big Easy, the Crescent City, the birthplace of jazz. New Orleans, y'all. Every day, more and more Americans are listening on American Ground. Listen each Saturday from noon to 1 p.m. with Louis R. Avalone and Stephen Parr on 990 AM WGSO and streaming live at WGSO.com. This should be fun.
Well, you probably heard, Metairie Diner moved to the heart of Metairie, 3804 Veterans. Of course, they still got breakfast all day, every day, 8 a.m. till 2 a.m. on the weekends. If you need it quick on your way to work, weekdays before 10 a.m., get ham, bacon, or sausage breakfast biscuits in 10 minutes or they're free. Metairie Diner has great lunch and dinner specials. Thursday night's always steak night with beautiful ribeyes and fillets. People love the mozzarella sticks, onion rings, burgers, meatballs, fried jalapenos, and green peppers. Well, they do make just about everything from scratch at Metairie Diner. Don't forget the beignet fries and crawfish cornbread. Come see us. 3804 Veterans Memorial Boulevard. Finer than your usual diner. Metairie Diner.
The views and opinions expressed during this show are those of the hosts and guests only. In no way do they represent the views, positions, or opinions expressed or implied of WGSO 990 AM or North Shore Radio, LLC.
A lot of things I want to get off my chest.
We just gotta do what we do. We play like we play. We be us. We be special. We smell greatness. We finish strong. Yes, from the top.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. We are tonight's entertainment.
I got something to say.
Welcome to the Something to Say radio show on WGSO 990 AM and streaming live on WGSO.com. No subjects are off limits, so call in with your comments and questions to 504-556-9696. And now, here are the hosts of the Something to Say radio show, BJ Rust with Rudy Cicchini.
Welcome to another edition of the Something to Say radio show on WGSO 990 AM, streaming live on WGSO.com. Rude, did you have a good weekend?
Yes, sir, I did. How was yours?
It was all right, man. It was all right. Just hung out, watched some basketball, and did a little barbecuing on Saturday evening. So wasn't too bad.
Nice, nice. I see. My Steelers came through yesterday, so that was pretty awesome. Wasn't expecting a win on the road against the Falcons, but they snuck out of there with a 3-point victory.
Yeah, and everybody in New Orleans is happy about it. So,
hell yeah, man, that's awesome.
Yeah, I watched a little bit of that, and then I switched around. I was watching Red Zone up until the Pels started playing, and I watched that, and they had a great game. And we'll talk more about that soon in a little bit. But yeah, man, it was all good. It was all good. You got to go watch your daughter cheer for one of the few times, huh?
Yeah, that was fun Friday night. They cheered well, but the team, the basketball team, didn't pull it out. They ended up getting beat, but it was fun. It's cool to get out and do stuff like that. So
Yeah. Yeah, I was, and you and I were talking about it earlier. We talked about it last week about Metallica going tickets going on sale last week, and you have to buy tickets to both nights as of right now, and they are super expensive.
Yeah, man, they are. I was looking on. I went to Live Nation, and then they take you over to Ticketmaster because they're in bed with one another, obviously, and. Mm-hmm. I was looking I think the second day they were on sale, or it might have been late Friday evening. But mm-hmm. Anyways, I found like some really good seats that were because I mean it's gonna be in the round. Yeah. So these seats were probably like on the 50-yard line, not on the they weren't on the floor, and they weren't on like the box section of the bowl. They mm-hmm. were probably like more of like a load section.
Mm-hmm.
But they were like, I don't know, they were like $425, $450 a piece. And man, damn, dude, I was tempted to get them for us. But I put them in my cart. And, dude, something, I mean, I understand why, you know, going a little politics here, but I understand why, you know, the Congress and, you know, the GOP, they're wanting to, do something about all these the fares or whatever you want to the tax on some of this stuff, man. Because mm-hmm. man, I got them, like I said, they're like $425 a piece. Once you get them in your cart, these service fees hit, man. That was over $1,000. I'm just like, you gotta, pardon my French, but you gotta kiss my, you know what, man. That is ridiculous, man. I mean, yeah. For what?
Yeah.
I mean, you're already dishing out that kind of money to go see a show.
Mm-hmm.
It's amazing, man. I mean, I don't even know where to, you know, it's just, it's bogus is what it is, man.
Oh, for sure. You know, I don't, you know, it's not even, and even nowadays, you don't even get an actual ticket. Everything's on your phone. So, you know, it's not like you're getting mailed anything. Mm-hmm. Or, I mean, I remember those days too, where you had to pay to have them have those tickets mailed to you. Mm-hmm. For what? I mean, you can't put that in a 35 cent envelope or whatever, you know what I mean? And mail it. But yeah, it's bad. And I mean, I've only heard bits and pieces of the whole Taylor Swift fiasco, but I heard some audio clips of people that had, they had made videos and put on social media. And these are grown adults, keep in mind, that were crying because they either didn't get tickets to see Taylor Swift, or there was a few people who I heard audio clips from that had sat and was like involved in it for 7 or 8 hours. I mean, wow. Number one, you got way too much time on your hands if you're sitting around for 7 or 8 hours to get Taylor Swift tickets.
Yeah.
But I mean, I could understand, and I don't think all these people were buying tickets for their kids. I think these were people, these were grown adults that wanted to go see Taylor Swift. I could see, you know, doing something like that, I guess, maybe if for your kid.
Yeah.
But just to be an adult and want to go see Taylor Swift, no, not 7 or 8 hours. Come on.
Yeah. Yeah. I get it. The thing with Metallica, I've seen them multiple times, and you know the proof's in the pudding there, man. I mean, they're great, and this show is going to be something really special because it's a 2-day deal, and you know with Pantera, that just puts the icing on the cake. I mean,
mm-hmm.
it's just going to be a great time, and it's just amazing. I mean, how much, you know, what these tickets are worth, you know, and they go way up from 400.
Oh, yeah,
I mean, it's just, it's silly to have to pay that much to basically go in debt. I mean, really, I guarantee over 80% of the people don't have that to spend, but you know, they find a way to do it, and that's not fair, you know,
no. Especially to do it. Truthfully, it's very bad, poor timing, because you've got Christmas coming up, and It just seems like it could have been a better plan. You know, even if you're going to charge that, maybe wait till after the holidays to put the tickets on sale.
Yeah.
But I guess at the same time, they think that maybe they could sell them for Christmas gifts also. But when I was looking on SeatGeek, the least expensive ones I found were $210 to sit up top of the Ed Jones Dome.
And, yeah. I don't mean to interrupt you, but I've sat up there a couple times for when we had a football team, mm-hmm. and one little mistake, you're probably going to fall off that level and land on somebody in the bowl down there. Cause I mean,
yeah,
that stadium is put together like garbage.
Oh yeah. It was bad whenever it first opened.
Yeah. I mean, you talk about steep. I mean, those steps, and they're not very wide. I mean, there's going to be a lot of they're going to need a lot of medical personnel on hand for that one, man, for 2 days. There's going to be just idiots are going to be idiots, man. But still, I mean, you could be sober and have an accident up way up there. Yeah. So.
For sure. Well, just have to wait and see. When I was on SeatGeek, I also saw if you didn't want to spend $210, you could spend $2,042 a ticket. Sure could. So yeah. Good for Metallica, man. Making some cash, huh? Because they don't have enough. So
yeah. And you wonder actually how much of that goes to them. I mean,
they're probably, I would assume they're probably getting at least $1 million a gig, I would think.
Yeah. Yeah, I agree with you there. But also, man, I think Live Nation needs to be knocked off the pedestal a little bit because, man, they overcharge for everything. I mean, everything at the venue, I mean, even the merchandise. I mean, they rip you off, man. And I hope something gets done about it, man, because something can. Sure. Somebody could do something about it. But... It's all about if they do. Yep. So,
all right, well, let's take a break and we'll come back, talk about the Pels' big win yesterday. And of course, we'll talk some NFL week 13 and Saints Bucks tonight. And winter meetings for Major League Baseball is taking place in San Diego. And there's already been some activity on that too. So we'll be right back after this.
Pet Shop and Rescue is a nonprofit volunteer-run rescue. We provide adoption services and care for homeless animals across the New Orleans metro area. We also offer pet supplies and grooming services at our downtown and Marigny locations. The shops are located at 839 Spain Street and 513 Dumaine Street and are open from 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. weekdays and noon to 6 on Saturdays, noon to 5 on Sundays. We can be found on the web at BigEasyPetShop.com. Support local animals in need by shopping and adopting with Big Easy Animal Rescue.
Are you looking for the perfect personalized gift for your friends and loved ones? Then look no further than Crow and Crescent. Crow and Crescent provides customizable handmade gifts, tumbler cups, and much more. All items are handmade with care and can be gift-wrapped with personalized messages. For more information, you can find us at crowandcrescent.com and on Instagram. Crow and Crescent, let us show you the right gift for any occasion.
It's a new era.
A true son of the University of Louisiana, our head football coach, Mike Desimo.
With the same raging Cajuns.
10-5, touchdown, Louisiana.
Follow Louisiana's defense of the Sun Belt.
This is a team that knows how to win.
On your radio home for raging Cajuns football.
Catch all the action of raging Cajuns football this season, only on the community voice of the Crescent City, WGSO 990 AM.
On October 15th, the Southern Food and Beverage Museum debuts its newest exhibit, Honey Dripper 84, a celebration of juke joints and their culture. The opening event will feature Matthew and Tia Rayford, chefs from Brunswick, Georgia, with a long history of juke joint cooking, and they're excited to bring to you the most authentic juke joint dishes, music, and culture available. We'll see you all on October 15th from 6 to 10 at the Southern Food and Beverage Museum. Visit our website, www.southernfood.org, for tickets and more information.
Hi, this is Kevin Carr, host of Fat Guys at the Movies. Listen every Sunday at 8 p.m. on WGSO 990 AM, the community voice of the Crescent City.
Join me, Mitch Gibbs, host of In the Red Zone, after every Saints regular season game at the Dixie Tavern located at 3802 Veterans Memorial Boulevard in Metairie.
Dave, get up.
Huh? What?
Get up.
Why are you waking me up?
It's 8:30 a.m. We got a show on Everything Old is New Again. Our show is on the air at 9 a.m. this morning and every Saturday morning.
Oh, you mean it changed from 1 p.m. to 9 a.m.?
Yeah, WGSO 990 a.m. They would like us to wake up New Orleans every Saturday morning with Everything Old is New Again at 9 a.m. Come on, let's go.
All right, here we go.
Come on, you don't have to take a shower. Don't need anything. We'll do it on the air. Don't worry. All right, we'll be here. Everything Old is New Again. 9 o'clock Saturdays.
Boy, have we got a show for you this week. Ever wonder where all the great songs have gone? Well, we found them. Hey everyone, I'm Pat Matthews, your host of 70s Deja Vu, and once again, I'll be looking in the rearview mirror, and I'll see you in the back seat. Join me for some great music, all selected to get you going on 70s Deja Vu. Sunday morning at 7 a.m., right here on 990 a.m. WGSO.
Big game yesterday for the Pels, taking on the number two seed in the West, the Nuggets, but they're not number two anymore. The Pels played a great game. They won 121-106. The big story out of the game was Jose Alvarado's performance, scoring 38 points off the bench, which was the highest anybody's ever scored for the Pels coming off the bench in the franchise's young history. But Grand Theft Alvarado, man, he did it. And between him and Zion, just continued to play great. He played great on Friday night, too. I think he had 32, I think, Friday night, after having 33 on Wednesday. Yeah, it was a good game. And the Joker, that dude's something, man. He ended up with 16 rebounds and 32 points, and that guy's tough, man. He also had 9 assists, but that guy's no joke.
Yeah. Yeah, man, that was a good game. Big win. You know, New Orleans welcomes Denver into town and kicks them in the nuggets, you know? So
yeah, for sure.
That's a good win, man. And So there it is. I think they're going to the finals. You hear that here first.
I wouldn't be surprised, man. And although it did kind of suck, because I did also see that the Lakers won yesterday. They've won 3 in a row, which we'd like to see them lose as much as possible so we can have their draft pick. And crybaby Anthony Davis had 55 points and 17 rebounds. So, meh, whatever.
Wow. Yeah, he must have. He must have watched Come Fly With Me before the game or something.
He probably did. Celtics kept playing. I mean, they're still they're the number one team in the NBA right now. They won yesterday against the Nets, and that's no surprise. They won 103-92. And the Grizzlies, behind Ja Morant's 33 points and 10 assists, they beat the Pistons, who the Pelicans will be taking on Wednesday night. They beat the Pistons 122-112. And next weekend will be a big weekend for the Pelicans also, because they're playing both games at home, which is kind of weird, but they're playing Phoenix on Friday night and on Sunday afternoon. Wow. So that's the number one team in the West right now, and beat them a couple of times, and you're looking pretty darn good.
Yeah, that'll be a big big weekend and a big test there for the Pels, that's for sure.
Yeah, and I talked about it on Friday, but man, after going to the game on Wednesday night, I want to go to as many games as possible now. Such a fun atmosphere, dude. It's a blast. It really is.
Yeah. Yeah, man. NBA games. I've been to a few, and it is, it's loud. It's almost kind of like a college football game in a way. I mean, it's just fun. The whole experience is fun. I mean, don't get me wrong, going to baseball games are great, but some games you can just be sitting there and you're just like, watching, you know, just but I mean, there's always action going on with NBA and even hockey, you know, I mean, those are two sports that are, you know, and I'm a soccer fan now too. Now that my daughters, you know, play soccer, soccer's freaking great to watch, man. It's talk about exciting, but yeah, I'm glad you had a good time, man. I'd like to come down and go to one with you, man, sometime.
We're gonna have to do that, because I got great seats at a great price Wednesday night. I just waited until close to tip off, you know. I waited till 6 o'clock, game started at 7, and I think I was sitting in the 12th row off the court, so not bad. It kind of does remind me of a way, like a hockey game, where as much as I like basketball and I played basketball, you know, watching it on television doesn't do it justice, like the experience that you have watching it live. And I think hockey's the same way too, more so for hockey, because you got to, truthfully, I believe you really got to like hockey to watch it on television. And but if you go to a game, I think you don't have to necessarily be a huge hockey fan to enjoy it, because there's a lot more action going on than what you catch on television.
Oh yeah.
A lot more fights, things like that. So
yeah, it's a totally different experience from TV to be in there live, man. There's no describing it. You got to witness it.
For sure. So all right. Well, hopefully the Pelicans can take care of business again Wednesday night and against the Pistons. So we get some news. We'll come back. We'll talk about NFL Week 13. A lot of news going on around the NFL. There's been injuries. There's people getting cut today. So we'll get into all of it right after this.
Pet Shop and Rescue is a nonprofit volunteer-run rescue. We provide adoption services and care for homeless animals across the New Orleans metro area. We also offer pet supplies and grooming services at our downtown and Marigny locations. The shops are located at 839 Spain Street and 513 Dumaine Street, and are open from 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. weekdays and noon to 6 on Saturdays, noon to 5 on Sundays. We can be found on the web at BigEasyPetShop.com. Support local animals in need by shopping and adopting with Big Easy Animal Rescue.
WGSO 990 AM is the only locally owned and operated talk station in New Orleans. We feature 20 local hosts discussing a variety of topics. In an era when the daily newspaper is being discontinued and our competitors are out-of-state media conglomerates, we ask you, our listeners, to support local programming on a local station. To advertise or sponsor one of our great shows, contact me at jeff@wgso.com or call 504-669-6076.
Hello, folks. This is Terrence Jones again. I'm back with Terrence and Louisiana Jones. Come tomorrow, I will be bringing you topics on gumbo ingredients from the business, youth, workforce, alumni, sports arena. Join us every Saturday from WGSO Studio in the CBD from 11 a.m. to 12 p.m. Central Time. We will have in-studio guests and we welcome your phone call. Please join us at WGSO 990 a.m. as well as WGSO.com. Please be sure to join us every Saturday from 11 a.m. to 12 p.m. Central Time at the Terrence Louisiana Jones Gumbo Hall.
Join me, Mitch Gibbs, live on WGSO Radio from 9 to 11 every Saturday morning at Premier Nissan, 6636 Veterans Boulevard, where Metairie meets Canada, for breakfast with the Bayou Bengals talking LSU football.
This is Jay Walker, voice of the Raging Cajuns. Catch University of Louisiana Lafayette football right here each week on the community voice of the Crescent City, WGSO 990 AM.
Louisiana Radio Network News, I'm Kevin Gallagher. A fight is brewing between state lawmakers who passed a bill allowing telemedicine visits for medical cannabis prescriptions and the State Board of Medical Examiners who say doctors must first see the patient in person. Gretna Representative Joe Marino is the law's author. He says he wants the Attorney General to make a ruling because the current dispute hurts rural residents who rely on telemedicine.
Because if you're in a rural area, not only do you have a limited number of doctors, but you have to have doctors that are willing to do a recommendation for medical marijuana, and that's an even smaller group.
The Senate Health and Welfare Committee will also discuss the disagreement this week. The Secretary of State's office predicts only about 15% of registered voters will cast a ballot in the December 10th election. Deputy Secretary of State Joel Watson says roughly 115,000 of us cast early votes or voted absentee.
And that's about 71,000 people who voted in person early. And we're looking at about a 12 to 15% turnout total for the election.
This is news from LRN.
For nearly half a century, Tiger Ag Magazine has covered all things LSU sports. The 2003 National Championship with Coach Nick Saban. Tiger Rag Magazine was there. The 2007 National Championship with Coach Les Miles. Tiger Rag Magazine was there. And the undefeated season of the 2019 National Championship with Coach Ed Orgeron. Tiger Rag was there. With coverage from the practice field to the hoisting of the trophy. But in all these years of LSU sports moments, there has never been a more exciting time to be a Tiger fan than now. A new era has arrived at Tiger Stadium. Coach Brian Kelly has arrived in Baton Rouge with aspirations of grasping the one thing that has eluded his illustrious career, a national championship.
It takes hard work. It takes a commitment.
Tiger Rag Magazine will be there every step of the way as Coach Kelly attempts to solidify his status in Louisiana immortality. Follow each moment with Tiger Rag Magazine on newsstands now, online at TigerRag.com.
Are you looking for the perfect personalized gift for your friends and loved ones? Then look no further than Crow and Crescent. Crow and Crescent provides customizable handmade gifts, tumbler cups, and much more. All items are handmade with care and can be gift-wrapped with personalized messages. For more information, you can find us at crowandcrescent.com and on Instagram. Crow and Crescent, let us show you the right gift for any occasion.
The Cool Carafe chills a half bottle of wine in 60 seconds. Go to coolcarafe.com to see the video. Coolcarafe.com chills half a bottle, about 25 degrees, in 60 seconds. It's $40 at coolcarafe.com, but $30 at Martin's Wine Cellar. Save $10. Chill wine instantly with the Cool Carafe. Coolcarafe.com is a Louisiana company. Coolcarafe.com.
A business without signage is like a car with a flat tire. It's not going anywhere fast. Sir Speedy can change that. We're a trusted resource for sign design and production. Whether you need trade show displays, banners, posters, directional signs, window decals, wall graphics, or more, Sir Speedy sign capabilities can help your business get noticed. Call us today at 504-586-9812. Sir Speedy, we do it.
Hi, I'm William Wallace. You can hear me live on Tuesday nights at 5 o'clock here on WGSO, or see what I have to say on Facebook at William Wallace for America.
More and more Americans are listening on American ground. Listen each Saturday from noon to 1 p.m. with Louis R. Avalone and Stephen Parr.
Dave, get up.
Huh? What?
Get up.
Why are you waking me up?
It's 8:30 a.m. We got a show on Everything Old is New Again. Our show is on the air at 9 a.m. this morning and every Saturday morning.
Oh, you mean it changed from 1 p.m. to 9 a.m.?
Yeah, WGSO 990 a.m. They would like us to wake up New Orleans every Saturday morning with Everything Old is New Again at 9 a.m. Come on, let's go.
All right, here we go.
Come on, you don't have to take a shower. Don't need anything. We'll do it on the air. Don't worry. All right, we'll be here. Everything Old is New Again. 9 o'clock Saturdays.
Do we want to get right?
Let's dive into week 13 here, and you talked about it earlier. Steelers knocking off the Falcons, that was pretty awesome. I enjoyed all of that. Anytime the Falcons can lose, and I actually read a little something today that they might be benching Mariota now, and going with Ritter as the quarterback. But nothing's set in stone, and so. We'll see what happens there. And let's see here. How about the comeback of the Packers? They were down 19-10 going into the fourth quarter and come back and pull that one off.
Yeah, man. That's just another feather in Aaron Rodgers' hat against the Bears. He's literally owned that team and city since he's came into the league. And, you know, I hate the Bears because, I don't know. Some people like the Bears that I know, and it just makes me want to vomit. But I actually wanted the Bears to win.
Yeah, you know, I did too.
Because I'm so sick of Aaron Rodgers. And I liked him a few years ago.
Yeah.
But, man, he's just turned into an unlikable guy, man. I mean, I don't know. I was hoping for the Bears to get that W, man, but they didn't.
Nope. And another good game. Well, I mean, it was what it was. I think two teams that are on the upswing for sure, the Jaguars and the Lions. But I thought that game would be a lot closer than 40-14, with the Lions getting the dub.
Yeah, I was shocked. I picked the Jags to take that one, and. Stupid me.
Well, I'll tell you what, after watching him on Thanksgiving, that the wide receiver that they have, St. Brown, man, that guy is legit and pretty awesome. Another one who apparently is legit is Mike White, the quarterback of the Jets. I mean, they lost to the Vikings, but they only lost by 5, and he had 369 yards passing.
Yeah, man. If I was in the front office of the Minnesota Vikings, man, I would be, man, I'd be doing anything possible to unload Cousins. He's killing that team, man. That team right now is built to do it. I mean, they're built for success, and he's a monkey wrench in the gears, man. And if they, you know, they're going to miss out because, I mean, you know, as well as I do in the NFL, man, you got a couple good years. I mean, it's not like the MLB, you know, when it's there, you got to take it. And these guys are doing it right now, but he's not, and he's killing that team. I mean, he has a good game here and there. They talk about his 1 p.m. games or whatever that thing is. That's bull crap, man. It's like he's just not a good quarterback. He's not reliable at all. And yeah. he's getting paid like a stud. And it's funny to me, man. It's just funny.
Well, and another quarterback who's absolutely murdering his own team is Russell Wilson. They lost again. They dropped 3-9 against the Ravens, who also they lost Lamar Jackson to a knee injury, but it doesn't look like that's going to be season ending. But the Broncos only managed 9 points, 3 field goals, and he was 17-22 for it with 189 yards rushing. I mean, come on, for real. Yeah,
what a fraud, man. What the hell happened to that guy? I mean, was he getting – I mean, I don't know how he done it in Seattle. I mean,
I have no idea.
Honestly, I don't know how you can go from playing on that level to being so bad consistently. Mm-hmm. I mean, and he's that whole comment about let's ride. I mean, wow.
Well, what are they going to do? You know, like they can't trade that guy, and they certainly can't cut him because that I'm sure that a ton of that was guaranteed money. So you're going to have if you cut him, you're going to have so much dead money on the books that it's not even worth it. You're going to have only thing you can do is sit him and bring somebody in to be the starter, and he's going to have to be the backup. But I mean, they're in a real bad spot. Not only that, but they traded their first round draft picks, all those picks, all that money, and you're not going to be able to do anything with it.
Yeah, it's a bad deal, man. The only thing I can think of them doing that would solve this problem, and it's a needle in a haystack deal, but if he could go to the Rockies and start playing baseball.
Yeah.
Start playing baseball. Let him be a ball player now. Baseball player. Yep. And Colorado maybe getting a hold of Todd Helton, because Todd Helton was a quarterback behind Peyton Manning at Tennessee.
That's right.
And maybe Todd Helton could come back and save the city of Denver. Yeah. You know, because he's a southpaw, he's a lefty. Hell, maybe he could be the next Steve Young. You know, I mean, he's got to be in his late 40s, but hell,
can't be doing any worse.
Worth a shot, isn't it?
Yeah. And then you had the magnificent return of Deshaun Watson and taking on the Texans in Houston, and Browns ended up winning 27-14. Really bad news for the 49ers. Jimmy G's out for the rest of the year with a broken foot. Although they did beat the Dolphins 33-17, he left in the second quarter with the foot injury. So they have one quarterback right now. Well, they signed Josh Johnson off of, I think, Denver's practice squad. So they have two quarterbacks, but they're going to have to go with the last pick of the draft for their quarterback for right now. So, but you never know, because Baker Mayfield's getting cut today, so maybe he ends up with the 49ers.
Yeah, maybe he could do some magic out there in San Fran. Who knows, man? It's been such a crazy year, it would not surprise me. You know,
I mean, at this point you gotta really think long and hard about it. You know, like, I mean, is it better than your third string quarterback? Probably.
Yeah. You
know, at least the guy has some experience, but yeah, that's crazy. And let's see, then you had the Cowboys just absolutely murdering the Colts on Sunday Night Football, 54-19.
Yeah. I was going to ask you, man, what's going on with that offense? That's 2 weeks in a row that they've just went off. I mean, yeah, absolutely went off.
They had 33 points in the fourth quarter.
Yeah, it's crazy.
Yeah, and the game of the day would have to be the Chiefs and the Bengals. Bengals took care of business, 27-24, and that was a good game. I was watching watching some of that one too. But so that's kind of the roundup of everything else other than the Saints Bucks tonight. Bucks are favored by 3, over under 41. Man, I don't know how to pick this one. I would love to see the Saints win this game, and then that would put them only a half a game out of first place. But I don't know. I mean, my gut's telling me they are going to win this game. I don't know why, but I have a feeling they are. It could be, too, because the Buccaneers are going to be without, I think, 3 of their starting secondary players. So that helps Andy Dalton tremendously.
Yeah. Yeah, it's going to be – I think it's going to be a low-scoring affair. Mm-hmm. I think if the Saints can get some turnovers on defense, mm-hmm. I think they'll win. But I honestly think the defense is going to have to win this game for the Saints, man.
I think you're right.
But, yeah, go Saints, man. Beat those Bucks.
Yeah, definitely. Peyton Turner is going to be out. PJ Williams out. Juwan Johnson out. And JT Gray are all out. We'll see, though. I'm curious to see if Marshawn Lattimore is going to play, because as much as he dislikes Mike Evans, it seems like this would be a great game for him to come back for, because he always takes care of business against Evans. So yeah, that would be.
Yeah, nice. I know that, you know, the whole Brady deal, they've divorce has already been filed, but wouldn't that be awesome if Giselle was able to get like a defensive lineman to like crush Brady on a sack and then like serve him his papers while he's standing over him?
That would be something.
That'd wouldn't be it? Awesome. I mean, that's primetime TV right there, man.
For sure. For sure. For sure. All right, man, let's take a break. We'll come back. I want to talk about the winter meetings with Major League Baseball and what's already been happening and what may be happening soon. So don't go anywhere. We'll be right back.
Big Easy Pet Shop and Rescue is a nonprofit volunteer-run rescue. We provide adoption services and care for homeless animals across the New Orleans metro area. We also offer pet supplies and grooming services at our downtown and Marigny locations. The shops are located at 839 Spain Street and 513 Dumaine Street and are open from 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. weekdays and noon to 6 on Saturdays, noon to 5 on Sundays. We can be found on the web at BigEasyPetShop.com. Support local animals in need by shopping and adopting with Big Easy Animal Rescue.
When the time came, I knew I had to find a place where Mom would be safe and active while still feeling independent. A place that was close to all of us and everything she needed. Locally owned and operated in the heart of Gonzales, I found Francois Ben Senior Living. They specialize in independent and assisted living and memory care.
Call 225-647-BEND for more information on our special pre-leasing offers.
Francois Ben Senior Living. Experience life as it should be.
You can provide the life-changing opportunity of a quality education to a disadvantaged Louisiana student at almost no cost. For those inclined to make a difference and fortify our community, it's a no-brainer. 95% of every donation to ACE Scholarships directly funds a deserving child scholarship, and you receive a 95% tax credit through the Louisiana Tuition Donation Credit. To learn more, call Arthur Dupre at 504-710-1132.
What does grace mean to you? At Grace at the Green Light, a 501c3 nonprofit, we believe that everyone deserves a hot meal, clean drinking water, and the chance to go home again. Our work is made possible through the generous support of Christ Church Cathedral, the cathedral church of the Episcopal Diocese of Louisiana. Christ Church Cathedral acts in support of community renewal and socioeconomic justice. Learn more at cccnola.org.
craft beer is booming, and we're here to share the good word and the latest news about our favorite beverage. Join us every week, Beer Guys Radio, Saturday at 8 p.m. right here on WGSO 990 AM.
Hey, it's Kevin Carr with your personal sneak preview invitation to join me on Sunday evening from 8 to 9 for Fat Guys at the Movies. Each week, I give you my take on the newest movies and movie news, but in a fun way. Not like those stuffy movie review snobs who take themselves way too seriously. I tell you if the new movies rock or not. Yes, it's fun for all ages with Fat Guys at the Movies. I'll see you Sunday evening at 8 on WGSO 990 AM.
Hey, all, Brian Diaz here, host of the NOLA Drink Show. Kick off your weekend happy hour with me every Friday from 5 to 6 p.m. right here on WGSO 990 AM New Orleans.
Hello, this is David Jeremiah. Join me each weekday morning at 5:30 or 6:30 for Turning Point here on Talk Radio 990 AM.
So winter meetings happening out in San Diego, and the biggest news coming out of, over the weekend was Jacob DeGrom not taking Dodger money, not taking New York money, but taking Ranger money. Going to be a Texas Ranger for $185 million for 5 years.
Yeah, man, that's a big payday, man. Excuse me. Yeah. I mean, if he could stay healthy, they're going to be tough. But, I mean, he's riddled with injuries, man, every year, it seems like. It seems like in spring training, the guy's even hurt. I mean, he starts every year hurt, it seems like.
You don't have to get hurt if you stay hurt.
Right. Yeah, I mean, that's the truth. But, I mean, he is an amazing talent.
Yeah.
But I don't know if I would spend that kind of money on somebody you're going to have not even – half a year. I don't know. Does that sound right? I mean,
yeah.
You never know with anybody, but I mean, he's notorious for it. Put it that way.
Well, and I got some breaking news for you, hot off the presses. So while we're talking about Jacob DeGrom, since he's going to Texas, the Mets have a big hole in their rotation, and it has been filled with Justin Verlander.
Oh my gosh, that's
mm-hmm. 2-year wow. deal. Yep. The wow. It doesn't have a price tag on it yet, but I'm sure that if you're talking a 2-year deal, it's probably I can tell you right now, it's $86 million. So there you go.
Man,
$43 million a year at 40 years old.
Yeah, that guy's got it all. I mean, literally.
Right. Yeah.
Man.
He's got Cy Young's, World Series rings, you know, that wife.
I'd go bury my head in a pair of pillows right now if I was him.
Oh, man. Also yesterday, I was happy to hear, like, the contemporary era ballot for the Hall of Fame, they unanimously picked Fred McGriff to get into the Hall of Fame, which I think was way overdue. I don't know how the writers missed that one whenever he was on the ballot.
Yeah, the old crime dog. Mm-hmm. Man, I still think Bonds and Clemens need in. Who I don't care about the steroids. It's a talent. It's a game of, you know, timing. I'm sure. Yeah, it helped maybe a little bit, but you still got to. I've said this before, man. You got to see the ball, hit the ball, and especially with Roger Clemens, man, pitching.
Yeah.
I mean, we've both been pitchers, mm-hmm. you know. It's not an easy thing to do, and that guy's done it. He done it for, what, 15 seasons, maybe longer?
Oh, yeah.
At a high level?
Yeah.
I mean, you got to forget about some of this stuff, but
yeah,
whatever.
They didn't do fare too well. I think they got less than 4 votes apiece out of the 16. So I don't know. And I don't know, truthfully, that's kind of a new thing, what they're doing with that. So I don't even know how that works. Like, do they get another shot at it? I don't know. I haven't read that much into it, but yeah. And then also, it does seem like the Cardinals might be closing in on a catcher, whether it is Contreras or Sean Murphy. I think that it's probably going to happen in the next day or so.
I hope. How long do these winter meetings last?
Until Wednesday.
Until Wednesday. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'd like to see a Trey Turner deal get done, man, but I know it's not going to happen. That's a pipe dream, man, with this clown we got. I mean,
I think the only way you can afford Trey Turner is if it's not Wilson Contreras. If they trade for Murphy, because Murphy's only making $3.5 million a year and still has a couple years left on his deal. I think if they get him, which truthfully I kind of would prefer over Contreras, but if they did that, I think that gives them the money then to get a shortstop.
Yeah, I mean, you look at the Phillies, because that's where you hear all the chirping coming from with Turner, and you look at their lineup, and it makes me want to know the payroll. It's like, where's Philadelphia getting their money mm-hmm. where St. Louis can't? And, you know, it doesn't make sense to me. I know it's out east. It's Philly. It's a bigger city. But still, it's the St. Louis Cardinals, man. You're one of the top three teams in attendance.
Mm-hmm. And TV ratings.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know. I do not know what is going on.
Well, I did. Also, what do you think about Brian Reynolds requesting a trade from the Pirates?
You know, I mean, I don't blame the guy. I love the city of Pittsburgh. I think it's beautiful. They got two great stadiums for football and baseball, especially their baseball stadium. That I would love to go see a game there, man.
Me too.
But, you know, he's not getting any younger, and he wants to win.
Yeah.
And they're going through a rebuilding process. I mean, he was with the team a few years ago when they competed, but, mm-hmm. you know, I don't blame the guy.
No.
You know, and I'm sure they'll get a Kings or Ensign for him, because he's a pretty damn good ball player. So.
And it looks like the Yankees are in on him. So, I don't know. You know, it's I don't know if they're going to be able to land Judge. I know he already turned down one of their offers. I think that was for 8 years, $300 million. And because truthfully, I think if I were to project how much he gets, I think he probably gets in the neighborhood of $340, $350, probably. That's the Giants or the Yankees, I don't know. But the Giants also seem to be in on Carlos Correa as well. So,
yeah, you know, I think there's a sleeper team out there too, man, that could just come in and swoop up Judge, man. How much money do the Rangers got left?
I don't know. I didn't know they had this much. They spent $500 million last year. So, man, their payroll is ridiculous with just three or four guys.
I think their GM stole Jerry Jones' checkbook.
He might have. I don't know, but I'm sure there's going to be lots of other things happening in the next 24 hours, next 24 to 48 hours in baseball. So we'll have to keep an eye on it. But that's all the time we got for tonight, dude. So we need to head on down the road.
Sounds good, buddy. Goonie goo goo.
Yes. All right. Until tomorrow, we'll just play glory.
More more Something to Say Radio Show content, go to somethingtosayradioshow.com. Follow us on Twitter at S2S Radio Show. And you can find us on Facebook at facebook.com/somethingtosayradio.
Big Easy Pet Shop and Rescue is a nonprofit volunteer-run rescue. We provide adoption services and care for homeless animals across the New Orleans metro area. We also offer pet supplies and grooming services at our downtown and Marigny locations. The shops are located at 839 Spain Street and 513 Dumain Street and are open from 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. weekdays and noon to 6 on Saturdays, noon to 5 on Sundays. We can be found on the web at BigEasyPetShop.com. Support local animals in need by shopping and adopting with Big Easy Animal Rescue.
Are you looking for the perfect personalized gift for your friends and loved ones? Then look no further than Crow and Crescent. Crow and Crescent provides customizable handmade gifts, tumbler cups, and much more. All items are handmade with care and can be gift-wrapped with personalized messages. For more information, you can find us at crowandcrescent.com and on Instagram. Crow and Crescent, let us show you the right gift for any occasion.
It's Jeff Cruer, host of Ringside Politics. I'd like to introduce WGSO General Manager Mary Ann Guzman.
WGSO is locally owned and operated right here in New Orleans. We believe in cultivating local talent and emphasize local programs. If you have an interest in hosting your own program, then we have some prime spots available.
Thanks, Mary Ann. Folks, take advantage of this great offer. Email me at jeff@wgso.com or call me at 504-669-6076. Come fulfill your radio dreams at WGSO.
Hi, this is Kate Delaney from America Tonight. The show kicks on at midnight, and I'm loving the overwhelming support in New Orleans. What a group of fantastic listeners here on WGSO 990 AM. Join me every morning to catch up on what I call the buzz in your backyard and mine. You'll hear some of the most interesting people on the planet from the world of business, politics, sports, and, well, just intriguing people with a story to tell. If you're around, give us a call. Don't worry, I'll spit out the number plenty of times on the air. Let's agree to meet at midnight right here on WGSO 990 AM in New Orleans.
For 16th to pass a 5.